Good morning and greetings in Jesus' worthy name. This is Brother Ephraim again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I am looking forward to sharing with you again this week. Let's start with a word of prayer. Dear Lord God, thank you for giving us life. Thank you for your word, for your son Jesus. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share on here. I pray for Holy Ghost inspiration and that you would direct my thoughts and words this week, that it can lead to edification and encouragement and instruction in the ways of righteousness. Bless all the listeners that listen in. Thank you for this ministry. Thank you for all that have taken part in it and all that have been ministered to through it. May you alone be glorified. We commit this morning's inspiration and the coming week all to you. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, this morning I would like to talk about a great character in the Bible. It's one of the very few characters that we don't read anything negative of, other than possibly one small instance. And even that, it seems like it's pretty minor. If you consider David, the man of God that he was, the godly character that he was, the man after God's own heart, and the tremendous ways that God has used him, but he failed many times. He fell into deep sin, and there was much struggle in his life because of sin. And we could look at Abraham, the great man of faith, and how he was mightily used of God, and God was pleased with him and chose him to bring him unto himself a people. But Abraham failed too. He did some things without God's counsel. He went to Hagar and had a son, Ishmael, outside of asking God, running ahead of God. We could go to other characters too, but the one I'm thinking of this morning and the one I would like to study possibly for a few days this week, we'll see how far we get this morning. This man that I'm thinking of is Elijah, the prophet Elijah. There was a time when he was discouraged and God reproved him a bit for his discouragement. He came right back out of it. That's the only thing that possibly we can see that, you know, there was a little bit of lack of sanctification in his life. But we take courage in that as well. James teaches us that Elijah was of like passion as we are, meaning he had the same emotions, he had the same flesh to deal with, the same struggles. We're made of the same thing. Let's consider names and the importance of names. The name of God is Jehovah. And the Hebrew name, or the Hebrew word of God, G-O-D, Elohim. And these were often abbreviated to E-L for God and J-E or J-A-H for Jehovah. So you see many, many names in Hebrew that start with E-L or end with E-L. Michael, for example, Samuel, Lemuel, Eli, El Nathan, Elijah, Elisha. I'm sure there's many others. And then names that start with J, there's many, many of them as well, or end with A-H. Consider Jesse, Jeshua, Jonathan, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and there's many others. Now, in Elijah's time, and assuming in his parents' time as well, there was a great tension in Israel, a great apostasy. Many were falling away from the worship of the true God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they were following this other God, the God of the Canaanites, God of the Palestinians, the God of the ungodly nations there in the land of Canaan, the God called Baal. And there were many, many prophets of Baal. And it was a growing movement, a deepening apostasy. And I'm assuming, we don't really read this in the Bible, we don't, as far as I'm aware, we don't know of Elijah's parents and who they were. But the name of Elijah simply means God is Jehovah. So imagine when these parents had this little boy, had a little baby, they named him, in their own language, God is Jehovah. Everybody in Hebrew would have understood this. This little boy's name is God is Jehovah. And of course, this was contrasted with God is Baal. God is Jehovah. And as he was growing up, they would call him, like all parents call their children, when they're away playing or off a distance and need to be called, or maybe they're into mischief, and we call them. So Elijah's parents, they would call Elijah. Maybe he's out in the streets playing with the other children. Maybe he's off with a group of little ones and playing mischief, and who knows what. Maybe he was a good little boy that never got into mischief. I doubt it. But anyways, whenever they would call him, they would call, God is Jehovah! God is Jehovah! Come here! This is what Elijah grew up with. And then, when he was an adult, when he was a prophet of God, or even before he was a prophet, as he grew up, his whole life experience, he had this name. A name is powerful. I don't know how much God in his foreknowledge knew that Elijah was going to be the prophet that contends with the prophets of Baal, that lifts up the true religion and decries the apostasy of the time. I don't know if God specifically moved upon Elijah's parents' hearts to name him this, knowing that this was the work he was going to do, or how much because of Elijah's parents and their contention for the true faith, their love for the true God, their burden about the apostasy that was going on, how much this moved them to name him Elijah. And I don't know how much his name alone had Elijah thinking about it as he grew up, thinking about God is Jehovah. God is Jehovah. God is Jehovah. God is not Baal. God is Jehovah. The true God is Jehovah. And this went with him day after day, year after year. How much this worked on Elijah, where as he grew up and as he matured, he became zealous about the very truth that his name proclaimed. I don't know how much what was working where in all this. But Elijah grew up, he was a prophet of God, and the main thing we know of him is how he fought for the true faith. Are we going to do the same thing? Are we going to fight a good fight of faith? Are we going to contend for the true God? Are we going to contend for the right religion? Are we going to put down wrong religion and apostasy and put it away and contend for the true? Are we going to be men and women of the Word of God and of God Himself? Are we going to be His children? We are taught, and I don't have a reference, but in the New Testament we are told, walk worthy of the vocation whereby we are called. Now you and I, if we have been bought with the blood of Jesus, if we have surrendered to His will, if we have believed to the salvation of our soul, if we have been born again, then our name is Christian. And our name is written in heaven. And God will give us a new name someday. But let's think about the name of Christian. Are you a Christian? Am I a Christian? Christian means a little Christ. Being a little Christ. Do we think of that name the way we should? Are we excited about that name? Do we think about what all that entails to be a little Christ? Let's take courage in that. Let's have that in our minds today and tomorrow. I plan to come back and share more about Elijah and his life. God bless you.